Well, we just got to be on the same page and be able to execute the plays when they're called. Like I said, just be on the same page and just get it done. That's why we've been here working hard. Everybody's getting on the same page, getting the timing down, things like that. Everyone's getting familiar with the offense, getting familiar with one another, and it's just about gelling together now. So once the season comes, we've already taken care of that.
Is there a hunger, you think, in the locker room to take it to the next step and get to the big one? Is there a serious hunger?
I definitely think so, but at the same time, we recognize that it's early. We haven't even started training camp yet, so guys are taking care of themselves, learning how to practice with the young guys and things like that. So we're taking it one day at a time. It is. OTAs, we installed all of our installs, so there's been no additional installs. We have the plays. Everyone knows what they're supposed to be doing. Now it's just kind of polishing up things, putting more emphasis on execution. Obviously, we're trying to execute anytime we're out there, but with having all the installs in, everyone knows what to expect. Their comfort level should be a little higher. So it's just out there going, being able to play ball and execute.
Like offensively, what do you want to see out of your offense, early? I mean, I know you have mini camp training. What do you want to see out of this offense so you don't have any hiccups coming up during the season?
Excuse me. Basically, what I would like to see is just us executing on all cylinders, being able to run the ball, establishing the run to open up the passing, and vice versa, being able to pass to open up the run. I think we got the tools to do it, the guys on the line of scrimmage, in the interior to get it done, and on the perimeter, and we definitely have the quarterback to get it done. So, like I said, it's all about gelling together, getting familiar with one another, and putting it to use on the field.
Are you setting your personal goals going into the season for yourself, going into the season? I mean, I know you're a team guy first, but mm-hmm. Are there some things personally that you want to do?
Definitely. There's always some personal goals that you put out there. My personal goals always be a couple steps, 2, 3, 4, maybe a lot more than that, above what any of the expectations of that the organization may have or fans may have. That's just the way I go about my business.
Pro Bowl, one of those reasons. I mean, the NFC is hard, it's hard getting in that Pro Bowl. That's something. I mean, you've had some big years. You put some big years together, but tough getting in there, isn't it?
Well, I've had a lot of opportunities after watching these last 4 years on tape and off season. Over the off season, you watch and you see how you let opportunities slip away, and there's been a lot of opportunities on the field that I haven't capitalized on. And this year, I'm putting a huge emphasis on taking advantage of every play, every rep, regardless if it's a run play or a pass play. Honestly, I'm not going to lie, more emphasis on the pass play. That's what I get paid to do, so I'm going to put more emphasis on that area. But
blocking downfield, is that one of those in your repertoire?
Oh, that's one of those things that we have to do, block downfield. You never want to be that guy that gives up the potential tackle on a long run, so you don't want to be that guy.